The parsha really talks about parents. It's a really first connection in the Torah that we see a relationship between a parent, a grandparent and a grandchild. I thought we'd talk about something about parents, and then maybe we'll add an idea from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky at the end. A person once came to Rav Zorbas with the following question. He said when he was born, his parents, for some reason, didn't like the way they didn't like their face, and they abandoned him in the hospital. You know, sometimes on Lo Aleinu, you hear about these crazy stories that happen in hospitals, that people, you know, people feel they can't afford to have a child, and they're too embarrassed, and for whatever reason, they were unable to be able to take him home. He said the welfare agency found the home for him with a pair of adoptive parents, and they were very, very excited. They thank God he was a healthy baby boy, and they dedicated their lives to raising him up in an environment of Torah and mitzvahs, and they brought him up as a Jewish boy to be able to make sure to take care of all of his needs. He said recently he started wondering about his biological parents. He tells Rav Zorbstein, and he wanted to make contact with them. He wanted to reach out to his parents and see who they are, and maybe going through their adoption papers and see maybe even having a relationship with them. Finally, he was able to find out their contact details. He got their information. And on the other hand, when his adoptive parents found out about this, they were a little offended. They asked him why he wanted to contact them if they were the ones who left him in the hospital. So he asked Rav Zorbstein, after all the effort and the money that his adoptive parents put into his life, he feels that he is obligated. Maybe he shouldn't reach out to his adoptive parents. What should he do? Should he reach out to his biological parents who left him at the hospital, or should he not? Rav Zorbstein answers back. With 2 points. One, the first thing Rav Zorbstein says that he should reach out to make sure that his family member, his blood family members are, to make sure that he won't, God forbid, down the road when he is looking to get married, he won't have he won't marry any forbidden relations. He'll make sure that he's not marrying any of his relatives. However, at the end of the day, Rav Zorbstein says, does say he should contact them and should know who it is. However, he should be very careful to do so in a way that will not offend his adoptive parents. His adoptive parents, he has a chiyuv, he has an obligation to honor his adoptive parents just as much, or even Rav Zorbstein wants to go even more so. He has an obligation to honor them even more than his biological parents. The Gemara tells us that if a person is unable to do both, what are these both things? The Gemara says if you're only able to return your Rebbe's lost object or your parents' lost object, who do you return your return first? You return your Rebbe's lost object. Why? The Gemara says, because your father only brought you into this world, but your Rebbe brings you into the next world. However, in this case, your adoptive parents, they not only do they bring him into this world, and they didn't actually physically bring him into the world, but they're keeping him alive in this world. They're bringing him into the world in Olam Haba. They're able to bring him to the world to come. They would have the status of the Rebbe bringing Olam Haba, because they're paying for his Torah education. And as the Sefer Chassidim says, quoted by the Shach in Yoredei and Simon Reish Mem Beis Sevav, he says that if someone else pays for someone else's Torah education, someone pays for your Torah education, returning the donor's lost object takes precedence even to the Rebbe's. Meaning, if someone pays for someone's Torah education, besides the parents, he said that, and they will lose something, their status, if they will lose something and your Rebbe lost something and your parents lost something, the person who pays for your Torah education would get the first precedence, and you would have to look for their thing first before your Rebbe and before your parents. We just see there's an amazing thing when it comes down to it. Adoptive parents have they're helping you, sustaining you in this world, Olam Hazeh, but they'll also be able to bring you the Olam Haba. And then there, as Zorbstein does say, not only adoptive parents were able to bring him in into Olam Hazeh and to Olam Haba, but they might even take precedence if you had the decision whose life to save first. Would it be your biological parents or your adoptive parents? So in conclusion, Zorbstein does say you should reach out to them. Why? Because you would make sure that you won't marry a forbidden relation. You make sure that you know who they are and this and that. However, when you are reaching out to them, you should do it so in a very respectful way, in a careful way, and to tell your adoptive parents, obviously they're the ones you're the most thankful for, that they took you in at such a young age. And to be able to go from there. I saw a beautiful, beautiful idea from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in this week's Parsha, for Parsha's Vayechi. The Pasuk says in Perek Memches, Pasuk Aleph, Vahi Achrei Adver Ma'ila, and it was after these things, Vayomer Yosef, it was told to Yosef, Hinei Avicha Chola, your father is sick. And what happens, the Pasuk says, Vayikach Hashnei Bona Vimo Es Menashe Ves Ephraim. The Pasuk says, Yosef took two of his sons, Menashe and Ephraim. Vayagel Yaakov, it was told to Yaakov, Vayomer Hinei Bincha Yosef Ba'ilecha, Your son, it was told to Yaakov, Yosef, your son is coming to you. And Yaakov got up and he sat up on his bed. If you look in the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky Sefer, MS Yaakov, he says, who is this person that told the Yosef, your father is sick? Yosh Omrim, those who say Rashi quotes, Ephraim Hayo Ragilifne Yaakov, Betalmud. This was Ephraim. This is Ephraim who was always by Yaakov's feet, learning with him. Ukshechala Yaakov be'eretz Goshen, and when Yaakov was sick be'eretz Goshen in the land of Goshen, halach Ephraim etzal avil mitzrayim lahagilo. Rashi brings down when Ephraim had a very special relationship, specifically with Yaakov, that he would always learn with Yaakov, a very beautiful grandparent and grandson. You could say the first grandparent in ever history learning with their grandchild. And when Yaakov was sick, it was told to Yosef through Ephraim. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says an amazing thing. When the Pasuk says, Hine bincha Yosef ba'ilecha, and right here in Perek Memchet, Pasuk Bet, Hine bincha Yosef ba'ilecha, who told Yaakov that there was Yosef coming? Right? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says, who told Yaakov that Yosef was coming? Who said those words, Hine bincha Yosef ba'ilecha? El adzatzarach ian katan, im yochel Ephraim lahaskar aviv shemo. He says, we know that Ephraim was always the one by Yaakov's feet. He was the one by learning Torah. It seems very much so that maybe it was Ephraim who told Yosef that Yaakov, that it was Ephraim was the one who told Yaakov that Yosef is coming. And it's Tzarech Ian, because we know Hilchas Kibud Av V'Aim. It's not so pashut for a son to be able to say their parents' name, especially in front of them, or even in front of their grandparent. At the end of the day, I have no doubt that Ephraim had the most Kibud Av V'Aim possible. He's one of the Yud Beis Shvatim. At the end of the day, Yaakov Kamenetsky does make this point. How could it be the Hinei Bincha Ba Yosef Ba Elecha? How could it be that Ephraim would make this disclaimer? At the end of the day, you have to have Kibud Av V'Aim. Ezra Hashem Yisparach. We should be zochet to have respect and tremendous opportunity to be able to respect our parents, to be able to Bezat Hashem give them as much as they have given us. And Bezat Hashem Yisbarach, if we do this, we'll be zochet to be better people and be more, when it comes down to it, we'll just be, when a person respects their parents, become better people. And then obviously this is a lifelong mitzvah. And we know the Gemara tells us that it's one of the mitzvahs that you get a long life for in return. Bezat Hashem Yisbarach, everyone on their own level, Bezat Hashem Yisbarach, to have the right and tremendous respect as a Jew should have for their parents and also for their grandparents.